Okay, we'll have to. I hope you'll be there later.
Right.
Okay. We'll be quiet.
Hello, all. This is Barbara Gabbert.
Hello.
Hello, Barbara.
I have started the recording for tonight already. So welcome, welcome, everyone. We're glad you can be here. It's almost 8 o'clock. We got one more minute. So we'll begin by... why don't you go ahead, Vicki, and say a prayer about that accident right now, okay?
Are you talking to me, Barbara? Vicki Kidd, or which Vicki are you referring to?
Whoever was telling about the accident.
Well,
who
I don't
was
know.
Telling about the
was that Cindy
yeah, the
Boyle?
Yeah, the lady was talking about
that,
it.
That was me, Cindy Boyle.
Yeah, I thought
it
was Cindy.
Would
go
you,
ahead, Cindy.
Cindy, would you say a prayer
yes,
about
I will.
That right now?
Yes, I will. We call all angels of healing and of mercy and of Blessed Mother Mary and of Kuan Yin, of Holy Hilarion, for healing to take place, even if that soul has made the transition from the physical life, that healing needs to take place because it is so sudden. And we call forth Archangel Michael's angels, his legion, his band, to surround all who have been involved in this horrific accident, those who have come as rescuers, who are first responders, those whose heart has been wrenched at seeing such a terrible disaster. We call for healing and tenderness in their hearts for all who are involved, the families that are now going to be notified of this tragedy that has taken place. And we call forth speediness in healing for these souls who are in the process of now having injuries taken care of, and that there will be peace and there will be love flowing. There will not be any hardness of heart for this accident that has occurred. We call forth the light of victory in the situation to shine forth, of angels of victory, of love, to encircle all. And we ask that this be forthworth, and that people see this in their hearts, to see it in other people who are in this situation, coming to help, to aid. And we ask that Blessed Mother, we call for tenderness in all hearts of all who are on the roads, who are traveling, who are flying, who are in any way trying to get to loved ones, that there might be a slowing down of a sense of urgency, that they take a little time to smell roses and to recognize that we are all sons and daughters of God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, welcome everyone to the HeartShare teleclass, sponsored by the Heart Center. We appreciate you being here, and we know we're going to have a wonderful evening tonight. Our messenger, David Christopher Lewis, is going to be on, and he will be overshined by beloved Mother Mary. She's going to give a discourse on the loveliness of our soul. And I have submitted to him questions that people have sent to both Donna Korth and myself, and if there's time, you know, Mary will answer those through David. So we'll let him do that when the time comes. Right now, I'd like to go ahead and begin with our prayer and song for the teleclass, which you will find on the back of your physical invitation if you got a snail mail one, and on your email invitation if you got that. And we'll give the prayer and song together here in just a moment. First, I'm going to mute everyone, and so here we go. Hold on just a minute. Okay, now anyone who desires to speak when it's time to do so for sharing or to answer questions or for a request, you can press star 6 to unmute and then speak and then press star 6 again to mute yourself again so we don't have any background chatter on the call. Okay, now if you'll turn with me to your prayer for the class tonight, it's on the back of your invitation. So I will speak this. You can say it with me or just meditate and listen as you choose. Thank you, Father, Mother, God, for your light, your love that overflows as we emanate it to the whole world. Thank you, Mother Mary, for your loving presence and inspiration as we absorb your words to us this evening. And thank you, Archangel Michael and your legions, for your presence and protection of our HeartShare teleclass tonight. We are grateful to David Lewis for sharing Mother Mary's wonderful words to our souls that will transform and inspire us as we apply them to our lives. Amen. Now, Donna Korth, hopefully you are there and on with us. Mr. Phil, do you have the capacity to play a song? Oh, okay. Donna Korth, do you have the capacity to play a song? If not, I guess I will do that. Hold on just a second here. We're going to listen to song number 120 from the Heart Center songbook, and it is called I and the Mother Light Are One. Hold on just a minute. Bear with me. And I'll pull that up here. All right. Okay, here we go. Let me crank up the sound. I'm going to play this off of my computer and hopefully I'll hold the phone to the speaker and hopefully everyone can hear it. Okay? Here we go. Wonderful. What some of you know, but not all, I imagine, is Donna Korth wrote the lyrics to that song. She took them from a decree, part of them from a decree in the Heart Center Decree book, but Donna Korth created this beautiful song, this tribute to Mother Mary, and we are so grateful for Mother Mary inspiring her to do this. And now, let us continue with our class, and hopefully, David, whenever you are there, we would be thrilled if you would go ahead and call in, and let's get rolling. So,
do you have the ability to call him?
I'm here.
Oh, good. Excellent.
Yeah, I'm here. I've been listening the whole time.
Okay, wonderful. Well, would you like an intro, or you want to give your own intro? How would you like to do that tonight?
Oh, I'll give my own. How's that?
Sure, go right ahead.
Okay, and for Master Phil, I am streaming. So it's a privilege to be with all of you again, and I'm 62 years old. I was born in a suburb of Chicago, was a devotee within the Catholic Church of Mother Mary from an early age. And when I first did the New Age scriptural rosary that came through Elizabeth Clare Prophet, and I started doing that in 1974, it changed my life even more than it had been blessed and beatified by the presence of Jesus in my life and the angels. And I've tried to give this rosary, either in the New Age Scriptural Rosary or another rosary, every day since that time for basically since 1974. So Mother Mary is really one of my gurus. I consider her my personal teacher and mentor, and she's shared magnificent heart dreams through me, which are dictations, darshans, or discourses. And she's shared more than anyone else, any other master, through me. I was privileged to release a book by El Morya, and in that book, in the second part of the book, I share an experience that I had with Mother Mary back in 2002 that also changed my life again. And you can read about that in Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. I served in a spiritual community for 30 years and did a lot of very humble and menial jobs over the years, but God called me when I was 48 to my messengership, if you'd like to call it that. And in the Catholic tradition, it would be called locution, which is telepathic instruction released through my heart-mind. I'm going to say heart-mind because it's not just my mind, it's really my heart. And it happens instantaneously. It's a beautiful thing. It's how the masters and the ascended beings communicate, through this heart-mind telepathy. And so my gift is to kind of hear and feel simultaneously what the masters would like to share. Sometimes in the dictations, it's very, very evident that they are speaking directly through me. In a discourse, and what I'll share tonight, Mother Mary is overshining me. It's not her exact words in many cases, but it's what I'm sharing that I am hearing and feeling at the same time. And then in darshans, where you are allowed to ask questions, she also overshines me. And it's still my mind that's the vehicle for what she is expressing, yet it's just a beautiful thing, and hopefully you will feel her presence over you, you will feel the light, you will feel what we call the radiation, which is this beautiful resonant field of divine love, joy, and the virtues of God that infill you with the very living presence of the Holy Spirit. So everything I do, I believe, is overshined by the Holy Spirit, because when any ascended master comes, that master or divine being also has the full objectification within and through their being of the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit. So you can't really ascend into the heaven world without having this gift of the Holy Spirit that moves through you, your soul, your spirit. So I pray that each of you tonight and those who will hear or see this presentation later will be able to feel Mother Mary's presence, her energy, her love for all of us and for you in particular. So I could speak more about my life, but I'd rather give the floor and the walls and the roof to Mother Mary. So what was shared that she would be sharing is on the loveliness of our souls, the genius of our soul's natural and amazing intuition, how our soul is meant to portray the mother aspect of God, and Mother Mary will share on the divine femininity of our true balanced being, one with God as Father, Mother. So earlier, just a few hours ago, I was meditating, and I will share now what Mother Mary gave me. She says that we were all created in God's image and likeness, so each of us is lovely in God's eyes. Each of us is lovely in God's eyes. What is lovely? Our soul, which is the feminine aspect of our being, even as our spirit is the masculine aspect of our being. And the spirit is powerful. So the soul is lovely. It's the feminine aspect of our being, the masculine aspect, which is our spirit, which is our I Am presence, is all-powerful by God's grace. Since God beholds all as perfect, divine, radiant, holy, pure, undefiled, and beautiful, God continuously shines light upon all that he, she beholds to illumine it and hold it in beingness. This is what beholding means, to hold in beingness. Behold, being, hold, or hold in beingness. And to encourage our soul and to empower it. Our soul is lovely. And so long as we maintain a certain purity of consciousness and humility of beingness, our soul shall always remain tethered to God, and we will remain on our path of light, eventuating in our ascension. Our soul is our essence. Remember this, our soul is our true essence. And when we are in love with God, our inner loveliness grows and shines and continues to nurture our entire being through God's virtues and many essences, which we call quintessences. So our soul is our essence. When we are in love with God, our inner loveliness grows and shines and continues to nurture our entire being all of these beautiful virtues of God and quintessences of the Divine One. Now, our intuition flows from our inner genie and releases the genius of our higher self, our divine presence, which is always one with God. Remember this, our divine presence is always one with God. And when we are in tune with our I Am presence, we are in tune with God Almighty. So God is as close as we desire to allow God to be. And that closeness comes when we are in communion with, in alignment with, and love with our divine presence right inside of us. The kingdom of God is within. God is all-knowing, and our spirit, our divine presence, is also all-knowing. Our intuition manifests when our soul is in alignment with our spirit. Now, some people think the soul and the spirit are the same thing. But let me share more. So our intuition manifests when our soul is in alignment with our spirit, when we are open to higher inspiration. Our inner muse releases intuition to our heart and soul when we require it, and especially when we are still and know that I am God. When we are still and know the I Am who is God within us. This statement, be still and know that I am God, is the keynote of what will facilitate this higher intuition to always be ours. To be still and know that I am God is the keynote of what will facilitate this spiritual or divine intuition to always be ours, always be available to us. When we have prescience, which is spelled pre-science, prescience, about something that is about to happen, kind of a foreknowing, or a situation that could occur, the genius of our natural and amazing intuition shines forth. When we simply know something from deep within ourselves without having to have it verified without our facts or mental proofs, we are exhibiting our Christic intuition. When we simply know something from deep within. And where is that depth? It's our soul. So intuition flows from and through our soul. The Christ consciousness, which we are all desirous of manifesting all the time, is always in tune with God and thus always the receptor and generator of what Mary says, intuition. That's kind of a takeoff on intuition. What is intuition? We're in tune with God, and so we could call it intuition. To develop better intuition, attune yourself to your inner Christ presence. Be still. Listen. And then when the inner voice of conscience speaks, obey immediately and do not doubt what you receive. So when the inner voice of conscience speaks, obey immediately. Do not doubt what you receive. Our soul is meant to portray the mother aspect of God. How? By being loving, caring, giving, respectful, thoughtful, and kind. By being a good listener to our inner child. Now, Mother Mary says tonight that if we have an inner child, we also have an inner father and an inner mother. The inner mother is our soul, even as the inner father is our spirit, our I Am presence. when we are sensitive, we mother our spirit to perfuse its divine energies unto and within our soul. When we are sensitive, so how do we develop this sensitivity? Well, I just shared that. By being loving, caring, giving, respectful, thoughtful, and kind, we naturally begin through the sensitivity that comes to us to be more expressive of our true nature, our divine presence. So when we are sensitive, we mother our spirit to perfuse its divine energies within our soul. When we are dynamic in our spirit, our I Am presence, we father our soul to upturn its focus to our source and to enter into true adoration of God through our presence, which is one with God's eternal presence. So we mother our spirit and we father our soul. It's kind of a Zen Tai Chi dynamic. We mother our spirit. In other words, we mother, or through the mother aspect of our being, which is our soul, we mother our spirit so that that spirit can manifest within our soul. When we are dynamic in our spirit, in other words, we've gone up into our I Am presence through meditation and prayer, we father our soul to upturn its focus to our source. So you see, I think hopefully you can visualize and see what Mother Mary is sharing. We mother our spirit and we father our soul. Now, one major goal in our life is to balance the masculine and feminine aspects of our being so that we can live in perfect harmony and peace, integrating our spirit and our soul in a sacred dance of light and joyful beingness. In other words, when we are balanced in our feminine and masculine aspects, that's when, through the harmony that manifests, the peace that manifests, we are really integrating spirit within matter or light within matter and simultaneously raising up that matter to become spiritualized. We're spiritualizing matter and materializing spirit, as my guru used to say, Elizabeth Clare Prophet. So this sacred dance happens when our hearts and minds are both open and vibrating in synchronicity, our hearts and minds. They can vibrate in synchronicity. And when our will is aligned with God's will, when our will is aligned with God's will, and the radiation of our inner higher self flows freely through our entire being, body, mind, and soul, then we are also in balance. So we talked about the heart-mind connection, the heart and the mind. The will is the other aspect of our being. So we have heart, head, and hand, or blue, yellow, and pink. To balance these two aspects of our being, the masculine and feminine nature, we can choose to pray and meditate each day and then to act and work with our entire being. Work is how we activate what we receive in meditation and what we hope for and have faith will manifest through our prayers. So if we only pray and meditate and don't work, we leave the divine quintessences vibrating in the etheric, mental, or emotional planes of being, or all three. However, if we work, we prove the law in the physical octave, and we anchor our beliefs and all spiritual energies vouchsafed to us within and upon the earth, earthy. Our work allows us to fulfill Jesus' prayer, "Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven." If we aren't working and serving and distributing the energies of spirit within matter, then how are we fulfilling Jesus' prayer, the Our Father or the Lord's Prayer. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. We have to work. Mother Mary says, work and service integrates the spirit of the Father with the soul of the Mother right in our earthly domain. I'll repeat that. Work and service integrates the spirit of the Father with the soul of the Mother right within our earthly domain. However, if we only work and leave off of prayer and meditation, our work will eventually lose some of its divine luminosity and joy. So we have to do more than just work all the time. We have to reflect, meditate, pray, fast occasionally. You know, the 40 Days for Life is beginning very soon. And people who religiously follow that matrix or ritual, 40 Days for Life, often fast. Sometimes people fast every day. Some people fast once a week. Some they can fast what they're able to fast. And the fasting allows for a more receptive ability of your soul to receive light. So the Masters, Jesus, Mother Mary, and others, Kuthumi, encourage us to fast regularly, preferably one day a week, 3 days a month, and 7 days a year. Because we will be able to receive more light when we fast. We've emptied part of ourselves out so that we can receive more. We've emptied the chalice so we can receive more in our physical body chalice. Now, you may think that you can't do this. I can assure you, you can. It takes willpower. It takes determination. It takes fortitude. Yet what one can do, all can do. And even if your doctor or somebody says, oh, no, you shouldn't do this, you know, don't listen to that. God is great within us. We can definitely leave off of a meal or 3 meals in a day and survive. We're not going to die. Even if you have issues with whatever, you can learn to discipline yourself. Yes, you may get a headache if you're not eating at the normal time. Drink plenty of water. Empty yourself so that you can receive more. Part of what happened to me when I was 17 was to fast for 7 days on water and a little honey, because this was in the book called The Essene Gospel of Peace. I read it when I was 16. And then I experimented and I fasted. And that's when I started seeing auras. And Jesus came to me very personally on the sixth day and initiated me. And within a year, I had found the teachings of the Ascended Masters. Actually, it was like within a couple months. So this was me sharing, not Mother Mary, but she asked me to share this. Now, when we sing and pray as we work, that luminosity and joy expand and brighten everything around us. So the balance of prayer, meditation, and work and service is so important for us to manifest our true nature, to invest ourselves in God's work upon earth, our holy mission, our reason for being, our dharma. And so we have to work. I know people that just like to read and pray and meditate and don't really like to work. I can assure you, they could anchor so much more light in the world of form if they were to work. Because this is where the rubber meets the spiritual road. Or maybe the spiritual rubber meets the physical road. And so don't just talk about the teachings or study all the time and leave off of the great work at hand. Faith without works is dead. Remember that scripture. Faith without works is dead. It's true. Faith must be put into action. And faith alone will not get you to heaven. yes, faith is important. Belief in God, acceptance of God as a reality, faith in yourself, your higher self, faith in what God has vouchsafed to us as God's gifts and talents that we use to expand the kingdom of God on earth, to expand the reach of heaven's light deep into the earth. Each one of us anchoring that light becomes a worker for the harvest in the fields of the Lord. And it seems like ever since that scripture, the fields really have been white to the harvest, but the laborers are few. So I hope that you are a laborer. The laborers are few. What does that mean? Well, few are willing to do God's will or engage God actively in this planet, on this planet, to actually fulfill the work and the will of God. So I pray that each of you, as a heart friend, as an initiate, and as an aspiring ascended master, works and prays and meditates in balance, in harmony. And when you do this in balance and harmony, your threefold flame expands. It's locked deep within the secret chamber of your heart. And you're able to actually increase all three plumes simultaneously when you have the balance of prayer, meditation, and work. And I'd add to that study. Study is more the yellow plume. Teaching, study, reading the words of the masters, reading sacred scriptures, reading phenomenally inspired books, etc. So we have to have the devotion, the love of God, the deep meditation and reflection and contemplation of the mystics, the prayers, the dynamic decrees, the chanting, the singing, and the work. All of these are important. Now, Mother Mary says, our souls are the sacred receptacles for God's graces and mercies. When we feel the need or requirement to receive greater graces and mercies, in order to share them and allow them to manifest and flow through us, we should again be still and know that I am God and that I am God, light is within us. Reflect on God and his, her light day and night. Breathe deeply. And when we do this, we breathe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit. You can't just breathe in the Holy Spirit if you don't breathe slowly and deeply. You can't be in a huff to receive the Holy Spirit. You've got to be patient. You've got to allow the Holy Spirit to come into your being. And sometimes it takes a little while. Some of you have been doing this for years, invoking the Holy Spirit, and when you do, it's instantaneous. Yet you had constancy over many years and decades in praying and meditating and fasting and decreeing. And so when the light is invoked, then you feel the radiation, you feel the uplift, you feel the light, the rush right through you. Yet for many people, that it does take time. It doesn't happen instantaneously. But for many of us now, it is happening instantaneously because we've built up the momentum through habit and through our practices and through our disciplines. So breathe deeply. Even if you've been doing it for years, spend some time every day, even if it's 3 minutes, breathing deeply and allowing the Holy Spirit to permeate your being. And then, by God's grace, there may be miracles manifest through you as the Holy Spirit takes full concourse of our being. I don't know if that word is exact word. In other words, the Holy Spirit has full concourse to flow through our being. Let's put it that way. Now, I am a great advocate for the Holy Spirit, and so is Mother Mary. Mother Mary had the Holy Spirit. by God's grace, eye of the Holy Spirit, when I'm in tune, when I'm in that in-tune-ition experience, the Holy Spirit speaks, the Holy Spirit moves, the Holy Spirit inspires, the Holy Spirit charges light into a situation, provides answers to dilemmas. I had a meeting earlier today, and this is David again, and Lanella was overshining me during that meeting, and it was amazing all the things that came up that required to be addressed, that either I had forgotten about or others in this meeting had forgotten about. Lanella, who is a great advocate for the Holy Spirit, he had all nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, inspired me, and it was one thing after another, and it's like, by the end of the meeting, it was like, oh my gosh. In fact, I told people in the meeting, I'm feeling so much radiation from Lanella, and now I realize it was his radiation, it was also the Holy Spirit's radiation. So this was the primary teaching that Mother Mary desired to provide, the loveliness of our soul, the genius of our natural and amazing intuition, in-tune-ition, how our soul is meant to outpicture, portray the mother aspect of God, because it is the feminine part of ourselves that is in alignment with the mother aspect of God's being. So when our soul is in alignment with the mother aspect of God's being, our soul becomes luminous, joyous, effervescent, inspired, and connectedly dynamic. Connected with God and dynamic. We should all be dynamic souls, Mother Mary says, by now, having been on the path for so long. We should have such dynamic souls that people feel the luminosity of our souls in our presence. They feel our auras. They feel the charging of the light through our auras. And sometimes they may not even know who we are, but they come into proximity with us, and somehow they're blessed, they're healed, they're graced, their burdens are transmuted. They just feel better. Why? Because our auras are charged with light, and our souls are rich and brimming in spiritual frequencies. That's the way we should be walking the earth. Our souls should be effervescent and luminous and supercharged with light so that we can offer that light to others. A full cup of the Holy Spirit grace, right? That's our goal. To be so charged with light because of our prayers, meditations, our love and our givingness and our focus on God, that at any point, God, the Holy Spirit, masters, angels can use us as an instrument for healing, for blessings, for all manner of spiritual uplift. We have a prayer that uses some of those exact words. I like to give that prayer every morning, one of the first prayers. Use me as an instrument of thyself, O God. You know, you can do it in your own words. Oh God, use me today as your son, your daughter of luminous beingness to shine your light through me to everyone I meet, everyone I serve, everyone I come in contact with. Let your light flow, oh God. Let your light flow. As soon as you heard about that accident today that was mentioned right before the recording started, did you immediately go into action and pray? Yes, I think many of you did. And send your higher self to that place to overshine all those who are dealing with the people that were killed in the bus and the tractor trailer, that terrible accident. You know, we can be on the spot spiritually whenever we hear of anything that requires our attention, our prayers, our love and our light. How? We visualize ourself and our higher self going exactly to that place, spreading the light, charging blue fire if somebody requires protection, charging emerald light if someone requires healing, charging golden light if people require some assistance in knowing what to do and how to do it. Charging white light around the whole situation to bring God's grace into it, God's miracle light, and then use any of the other colors, violet, to transmute the burden of it, the suffering of it. Purple, to give ministration and service to everyone. Pink, to spread love through the whole thing. Just bring all the colors of the rainbow. See yourself going, you're in your causal body, which is your rainbow body, which is also your body of virtue, and you just go in consciousness, you set yourself there, you visualize it, you accept it, you feel it, and then you feel the light flowing through you, blessing, healing, gracing, uplifting, nurturing, whatever, the people there. Now, you can do this with your eyes closed as you're meditating, contemplating. You can give prayers. Yet just start to expand your awareness and accept that you have this ability through your higher self to do these greater works that Jesus said we'd be doing, because he went to the Father, he went to his I Am presence fully, and he taught us how to do it. He could heal from afar. He did distant healing. Jairus' daughter, others. I mean, he came to Jairus' daughter and healed her physically. In another case, he told the person, well, she's healed right now. You know, the instant that it was brought to his attention and he made the call or he sent light, the person was healed. So Jesus was a master of healing, instantaneous healing. Guess what? Mother Mary is also. So many prayers have been uttered to her through Catholics and others that love her that she has a huge storehouse of light to use for blessings, graces, and healing and miracles to manifest all across the earth. I was watching a video earlier today, just during a brief intermission that I had in my work, of a recent message through one of the visionaries of Medjugorje, the lady who's still getting the messages because Mother Mary comes to her periodically. And she was in this crowd. They were praying, doing singing and doing rosaries and stuff, and then suddenly her face lights up, she looks up, obviously Mother Mary is appearing to her, and then she's kind of whispering or, you know, as she's contemplating what Mother Mary is telling her, and then afterwards she shares with the people around. This is happening in Medjugorje, in Bosnia-Herzegovina, in Eastern Europe. So Mother Mary is continuously helping people all over the earth, those who pray, those who fast, those who implore her for assistance, many Catholics, but others, New Age Catholics, if we want to call ourselves that. So Catholic just means universal. So we're universalists of the highest order. So thank you, Blessed Mother Mary. Now, I did get those questions that Barbara mentioned, so I'll see which ones Mother Mary would like to answer. She'd like to address number four, how do we communicate with our own soul? Be still and know that I am God and that your I Am presence can overshine and inhabit your soul if you choose. So, God, come into my being. Lord, come into my being. Holy Spirit, come into me. You know, whatever words you'd like to say. Once the Holy Spirit and God's light is shining within you, it's easy to communicate with your soul because the I Am presence displaces any negativity or darkness, and then the perfect field for communication occurs. There's no interference through any darkness that may be manifesting in our auric field or through a lack of the ability to communicate, hear, listen, and respond. So to communicate the best way we can with our soul, we invite God fully into our being to displace darkness, negativity, so that we are an open channel to receive intuition, which flows from our soul, right? It flows through our soul from our I Am presence. The intuition actually comes from God, our I Am presence, through our soul. So the soul is a receptor or the receptacle for that intuition. Now, how can an individual seek soul development while living in a material world? I think that was pretty much shared tonight. We anchor spiritual light in the physical. When we do that, we are developing our soul. We are fulfilling the purpose of our soul to have this experience in the matter planes of being and to anchor God's light right where we are. So it's easy for an individual seeking soul development while living in a material world. How can we do that? Work. Pray, meditate, then work. The material world, you have to work. Work helps to develop the soul. The fabric of the soul expands. The elasticity of the soul expands through work and service. The dynamic nature of the soul is alchemically broadened through our work. Yes, it's the sail is set through our prayers and meditation. The Holy Spirit provides the wind after we pray and meditate to carry the ship of our soul across the seas of samsara to fulfill the reason for our soul, the purpose of our soul, which is to be a receptor for, a chalice for the light of God, the Spirit divine, right within us. Is the disciple in his or her outer consciousness aware of their soul's future dictated by the Lord's karma, whether they are to embody or have earned their ascension? Mother Mary is not so concerned about the future. You know, what we shouldn't presume that we're going to ascend or worry about it or fixate on it, she says. Do your work every day. Do your prayers. Do your meditation. Eat righteously. Live righteously. And everything will happen according to cosmic cycles. If you're fixated on the future, too bad. You're not living in the present moment. So the soul's future isn't dictated by the Lords of Karma. It's dictated by your free will choices. The gradual evolution of your soul is assisted by the Lords of Karma. It's not dictated by the Lords of Karma. They're not dictators. They're facilitators of God's will and love and wisdom for us to learn our lessons, to grow, and to master ourselves so we can ascend. It will happen naturally when we are in alignment with our purpose through love, devotion, service, adoration of God, and living righteously and being true to our own words, being true to our own words. Can we all say that we are true to the words that we believe, we accept, that we follow them with great joy, and that we are living to our highest potential? If you are living to your highest potential, you are living in your I Am Presence, Mother Mary says. Our highest potential is our I Am Presence, or the atom of our divine being. That's our highest potential, super consciousness. So to live to your full potential means to allow God to manifest through you, your I Am Presence to shine forth light through you. That's living to your potential. Using the gifts and talents that you have, all that flows from the potential that is within your I Am Presence. You have to make that potential kinetic and active, though, through work and service and love. How could we help free those life streams who are persisting in denying the one God or working against the divine plan? You know what? Don't worry about that, Mother Mary says. You do your work on yourself, and by you ascending daily, you raise everyone up. Mark Prophet always had this image of the napkin, and you take the center of the napkin and raise it up, and it raises up the whole napkin. So work on yourself. Don't worry about other life streams who seem to be persisting in denying the one God. Why place your attention on anything negative? People denying this, denying that. You're judging them that they're less than you if you're fixated on people that deny God. Have you denied God within yourself by not accepting the full radiance of your own I Am presence and manifesting your divinity and being a being who's balanced 100% of your karma? Don't worry about others. Focus on yourself and your true nature, and I'll picture your highest divinity, and you will naturally draw everyone in your sphere of influence up. So whenever people ask questions, how are we going to change this, how are we going to change that, the masters always come back to our personal accountability and responsibility to change and transform and transmute ourselves. So please don't fixate on others. Negative people in the media, negative people in government, we spend too much time fixating on all this stuff. Just don't even think about it, worry about it, have any anxiety about that. Work on yourself. Work, work, work. Every day. Improve. Become more luminous. Become more loving, forgiving, honorable, integrated in your I Am presence. What are examples of exemplifying the mother aspect of God within us? What was shared earlier by Mother Mary? Being loving, kind, generous, understanding, patient. Focus on a virtue every day and make it real, make it yours, and allow it as a living essence, even a living being, because virtues are living beings, to suffuse itself through you. That's how you can exemplify the mother aspect of God within your soul. Accept the virtues of God fully ensconced within your being and live virtuously. Live virtuously. Mother Mary has been called a virgin. She wasn't a virgin after she had her children, yet she maintained that virgin consciousness of purity within her soul. So, yeah, she's still a virgin with a capital V, in the sense that she was pure, undefiled, immaculate in her thought processes and how she felt about people, how she saw people, and how pictured them as perfect and divine and beautiful and clear and clean. So you can do the same. What one can do, all can do. Why is it so important to experience and live in the mother light of our soul? Because this is our natural estate, our natural state of being, is to live in the mother light of our soul. It's natural. It's so important to be natural. Don't try to be someone else. Don't try to be humanly perfect. You are divinely perfect already. And don't try to be humanly perfect, because it won't work. It won't ever work. Just be loving. The way that you can tell if you're living in the mother light of your soul is how patient and kind and understanding are you? Because that is the crux of what a mother and who a mother is toward her children, all of her children. Is she patient? Is she kind? Is she understanding? Is she a great listener? Does she listen to her children when they call out for help, when they skin their knees? Yes, of course she is. Now, the first question is the last. Actually, there's two more. How could we work with the Heavenly Host in order to free and empower all souls that are caught up in the web of the lower astral and psychic realms, as well as those whose divine plans are being hindered by ancestral genealogy, mass consciousness, and humanly provoked binding energetic blockages and limitations? Whoever wrote this question, I'm sorry, you're in your head. You got to get in your heart. You're too mentally oriented to judge so much that you're focused on all this stuff. And she already answered this question through the answer to the other one. Work on yourself. How do you work with a heavenly host? Well, communicate with them, love them, invoke them. You already know how to do that through prayer. But don't be caught up in the web of your own self-deception, thinking that you're so better than everybody else and that they're lesser than you. That's pride. Work on yourself. Love God with your entire being. When I do the Panurythmi dance, I spend almost the entire dance silently telling God, I love you with my entire heart, mind, strength, and soul. That's what I do when I do the Panurythmi. That's what I'm trying to do throughout my day. I fail every day to do it 100% all day long. Yet, this is the great commandment, to love God with our entire being, heart, mind, strength, or will, and soul. That's what you should do. That's how you can work with the Heavenly Host and help everyone eliminate the mass consciousness, transmute all negativity, wherever it is, psychic, astral, whatever. That's how you do it. Don't worry about all this stuff. You know, I mean, don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. Be at peace within yourself and your presence. Now, the final question. I hear that our heart is called heart-mind. The mind is our vault of knowledge. We really think with our heart. Question is the heart-mind our soul? Not really. The heart-mind, I've never heard that term exactly that way. The heart is the seat of wisdom, Mother Mary says, not the brain. So the heart is the seat of wisdom. So when you are in the wise domain or dominion of your I Am Presence, your heart is in a beautiful field of radiant joy. And when you are in that radiant joy field of light, because your heart and your mind are one in synchronicity, then of course your soul is also blessed. But I wouldn't say, she's not saying that the heart-mind is their soul. The soul is the feminine aspect of our entire being. It's the, as my teacher Elizabeth Carr Prophet said, the soul is the feminine aspect of our being, and it's what weds itself to the I Am Presence in the Ascension. The mind is our vault of knowledge. We really think with our heart. I think you think higher thoughts through your heart. You think spiritual thoughts through your heart, not through your brain. But the true mind is the mind of God manifesting through us. Let that mind be in us which was in Christ Jesus. And the Christ mind is the sensitive mind that is in league with and in tune with both the heart and the soul. So when we say, you know, I am whole, heart, mind, and soul, or body, mind, and soul, then we have the balance of everything. So I wouldn't get too fixated on any mental construct of, I hear that our heart is called heart-mind. The heart is the heart. The heart is the sacred middle chakra of the seven major chakras. It's the balance point, the nexus of the Christ consciousness. And what is the Christ consciousness? It's the perfect balance of Alpha and Omega within us. It's the perfect balance of spirit and matter. It's the integrating nexus of heaven and earth, right at the center of our being. So the heart is the receptor for everything divine that flows through this figure eight flow nexus of consciousness to our temple of light here on earth. And simultaneously, the heart is the nexus for all of our devotion to flow up in vibration to God, to our I Am Presence and to Almighty God. So the heart is yes, all wise. The heart is all radiant when it's in alignment with God and pure love. yeah, I wouldn't get too fixated on this term heart-mind. It's someone's construct, and that's okay. You can, if you found that in a book or whatever, just reflect on it and allow your own Holy Christ, Buddha self to teach you the deeper meaning of it all. And you can get that directly from your own I Am Presence, and you don't have to even go to a master, Mother Mary in this case. Your intuition is your in-tune-ition with your own I Am Presence. You're in tune with your I Am Presence, you will receive instruction, information, inspiration from that muse, which really is your I Am Presence, that will just bless you through all kinds of beautiful thought forms, higher thoughts, visions, dreams, and your own ability to visualize and to render light through the co-creative process of your co-creativity with God, your artistic rendering of light through your heart, mind, and soul. So that's the sharing. I know I went a little bit over tonight, and I appreciate Donna and Barbara and all of you so much. And Phil, thanks for facilitating this. Is there anything else, Barbara, before I sign off?
Just that we love you.
Okay, well,
we're grateful.
I always receive a lot of teaching myself, and I'm always amazed at what Mother Mary shares. It's so poignant, so well said and defined, and it's just a magnanimous way that really raises me up, too. So thank you all. Love you. And I'll say goodnight.
Oh, shucks. You're at a question, too. Maybe there should be some